AAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. The Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association announced its all-state selections yesterday afternoon. They set up a super team, an all-state super team that's made up of all the players in the state. There were no area players on that squad. But when you divide them up into the classes individually, Class 3A, there were a couple of second-team selections. Robert Lyons, a senior from Denison, was named a second-team first baseman, while David Radigan of Harlan was a second-team selection as a senior, as a utility player. In Class 2A, there were four first-team selections from around the region. Chris Halber of Kemper Catholic was named as a first-team pitcher. Jake Lewis of St. Albert was a catcher on the first team. Alex Sorensen of Trainer, the second baseman, was a first-teamer. And Casey Berg of IKM Manning was named as a utility player to the first team. They're all seniors. Also, second-team selections in 2A include Braxton Mitten of Trainer as a catcher and Avery Umphreys of Trainer as an outfielder. Both are seniors. In Class 1A, Brandon McAllister of Coon Rapids Bayard, a catcher, was named to the first team. And also, second-team picks include Brett Karstens of Coon Rapids Bayard as a pitcher and Brennan Azinger of Logan Magnolia as a first baseman. Also, this year's All-Star Series was won by the Large School West squad. They won the championship game against the Small School East squad 7-3. In the consolation match, it was the Large School East squad winning 5-1 over the Small School West squad. In Major League Baseball yesterday, Francisco Liriano was dominant, coming off the worst outing of his career. The Pittsburgh Pirates got home runs from Pedro Alvarez and Garrett Jones in a 5-1 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals last night. That win snapped a season-worst four-game losing streak and gave Pittsburgh a three-game lead in the National League Central. The Pirates had a five-run cushion after four innings against rookie Shelby Miller, who didn't miss a turn 5 days after getting drilled on the elbow and lasting just two pitches against the Dodgers. Liriano allowed four hits with six strikeouts and needed just 94 pitches to beat the Cardinals for the second time this year. He's 3-0 in his career against St. Louis. His last time out, the lefty was punished for 10 runs in 2 1/3 innings at Colorado. Elsewhere in the National League, Cincinnati topping Chicago 5-0. Colorado beat San Diego 4-2. Washington over San Francisco 6-5. Atlanta beat Philadelphia 6-3. Dodgers over the Mets in 12 innings by a 5-4 score. In the American League, Cleveland beat Minnesota in 12 innings, 9-8. It was Detroit over Chicago, 6-4. Yankees beat up on the LA Angels, 11-3. Alfonso Soriano had two home runs for the second straight game. He had a career-high 7 RBIs last night. He's got 13 RBIs in his last two games. Toronto beat Boston in 10 innings, 4-3. Tampa Bay over Seattle, 5-4. Houston beat Oakland in 11 innings by a 2-1 final. In interleague play, the Miami Marlins took advantage of an error by the Kansas City Royals to score the go-ahead runs in the seventh inning Wednesday as they turned their bullpen to wrap up a 5-2 victory. The Royals were leading 2-1 when Coy Hill doubled off reliever Tim Collins to start the seventh. Christian Yelich then hit a grounder toward third that utility man Elliot Johnson let get through his legs, and that put runners on second and third with nobody down. Donovan Solano and Logan Morrison then followed with RBI groundouts, and that gave the Marlins the lead. And that was enough for the Marlins bullpen as Dan Jennings got through the sixth, A.J. Ramos worked the seventh and eighth, and then Steve Cishek handled the ninth for his 26th save. He struck out Alex Gordon with runners on first and second to end the ball game. Two other interleague games saw Arizona beat Baltimore in 14 innings, 5-4. Texas, a winner over Milwaukee by a 5-4 final. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, Iowa beat Sacramento 2-1. It was Omaha 1-0 over Fresno. Today, Sacramento plays at Iowa. That's an afternoon contest, while Fresno is at Omaha this evening. In other baseball news, Kansas City has acquired versatile Emilio Bonifacio from Toronto for cash or a player to be named later. Bonifacio was traded to the Blue Jays from the Marlins last offseason and was hitting .218 with three homers and 12 stolen bases. He's played all three outfield spots, but he can also play second and third base, two positions of importance for the Royals, due to injuries. St. Louis Cardinals catcher Yadier Molina expects to be in the lineup today. It's the first day he's eligible to come off the 15-day disabled list from a right knee strain. MLB Executive Vice President Joe Torre has given his instant replay proposal to the Executive Committee to consider as baseball's brass huddled for 2 days of meetings in Cooperstown, New York. Baseball is looking to expand video reviews for the 2014 season. St. Louis Cardinals outfield prospect Oscar Tavares will undergo surgery after a high right ankle sprain didn't respond to treatment. The Cardinals had anticipated that the 21-year-old Tavares would make his Major League debut this season. He was the Texas League Player of the Year last season at AA Springfield, hitting .321 with 23 home runs and 94 RBIs. Tavares was limited to 46 games and 173 at-bats this season at AAA Memphis, hitting .306 with 5 homers and 32 RBIs. Tavares injured his ankle twice this season and hasn't played since mid-July. General Manager John Mozeliak said Tavares' ankle was not showing any improvement. We have Cardinals baseball for you today here on KJA, an afternoon contest for you as the Pirates and the Cards finish up their three-game series. It's the rubber game tonight, each team winning one out of the first two. We'll have that game for you this afternoon here on the radio. We'll start it with the first pitch, which comes your way at 12:45 today. That's the Bucks and the Redbirds live this afternoon, 12:45 here on KJAN. Davenport's Modern Woodman Park has been voted the nation's best minor league ballpark. The Quad City Times reports that the website 10best.com and USA Today asked people to vote on the best ballpark. And after a month-long of balloting, the Iowa Stadium came out on top. Minor league baseball is played in 160 stadiums across the country. Davenport Mayor Bill Gluba held a news conference Wednesday after the results were announced and called it a great day for all of the Quad Cities. The Davenport Stadium opened in 1931 and was extensively renovated in 2004. It borders the Mississippi River, and the Centennial Bridge dominates the right field side of the ballpark. The stadium is home to the Quad City River Bandits, a Class A affiliate of the Houston Astros. In football news, Pro Bowl running back Jamaal Charles remains sidelined by a strained right foot, and he'll likely miss the Kansas City Chiefs preseason game Friday night against San Francisco. Charles left the practice field Monday, and speculation ran rampant that the injury was serious. X-rays came back negative, though, and the Chiefs still consider him as day-to-day. The Chiefs practiced only in shells for the final time at Missouri Western on Wednesday before they move their base back to Kansas City next week. They'll hold a closed walkthrough today before playing the 49ers at Arrowhead Stadium tomorrow night. The only other notable absence at practice was linebacker Akeem Jordan. Chiefs coach Andy Reid said that he had a personal matter but would rejoin the team today. The Chiefs also yesterday waived linebacker Chad Kilgore and signed cornerback Kennard Cox prior to their final practice Wednesday at Missouri Western. Kilgore, who played at nearby Northwest Missouri State, spent time in training camp with the Raiders last season. He played his high school football in Excelsior Springs, Missouri. A long shot to make the team, he was waived to clear space for Cox, who's been played in 29 games in four NFL seasons, which he spent with Jacksonville and Seattle. The former seventh-round pick has also spent time with the Bills and the Packers earlier in his career. The Chiefs play their second preseason game tomorrow night at Arrowhead. In other NFL news, the New England Patriots got a scare Wednesday when quarterback Tom Brady limped off the practice field after appearing to hurt his left knee when he was hit after throwing a pass. A person familiar with the injury says Brady sprained his left knee in a practice and his return is day-to-day. Brady tore the anterior cruciate ligament in his left knee during a game in 2008, missing most of that season. Washington quarterback Robert Griffin III has taken his first 11-on-11 snaps at training camp as he continues his recovery from reconstructive knee surgery. RG3 ran 16 plays with the first-string offense, completing 7 of 10 passes with an interception. Griffin had been limited to 7-on-7 drills during camp. Authorities say Denver Broncos linebacker Von Miller was arrested and released on Sunday on a warrant alleging that he failed to appear in court on a misdemeanor. A Denver TV station reported that the warrant alleges he failed to appear for a court hearing on charges of careless driving, driving without a license, and no proof of insurance. Separately, Miller is facing a 4-game suspension for violating the NFL's drug abuse policy. He's appealed, and a hearing is scheduled for today. The Raiders have suffered a major blow with the loss of starting left tackle Jared Veldheer. He suffered a torn left triceps, and he'll miss a significant portion of the upcoming season. Nick Foles will get the start at quarterback for Philadelphia in tonight's exhibition game against Carolina. He's in a battle for the starting job with Michael Vick, who started last week's loss to New England. Miami's release kicker Dan Carpenter, he lost his job to rookie Caleb Sturgis, who went 70 for 88 in field goals while at Florida, including 8 successful kicks from 50 yards and beyond. Arkansas head cross country and track and field coach Chris Bucknum has been inducted into the University of Northern Iowa Athletics Hall of Fame. Bucknum is one of 6 people inducted in the 2013 Hall of Fame class. The induction ceremony will take place at the UNI campus on November 8th. Prior to taking over the Arkansas program, Bucknum was UNI's head men's track and field coach from 1984 through 2008 and the women's head coach from 1997 through 2008 after beginning his career as a men's assistant at UNI in 1979. During his tenure at UNI, Bucknum guided his teams to 35 league titles, 2 top 10 and 6 top 20 finishes at NCAA indoor and outdoor championships. He coached 3 individual national champions and 34 All-Americans who earned a total of 85 different honors. Quick, do you remember who the Wimbledon champ is on the women's side? Got it? Don't remember, do you? Well, she's retiring. Wimbledon champ Marion Bartoli has decided to retire at age 28, saying she could no longer deal with the continuous pain that she has on the court. Her tearful announcement as the Western and Southern Open came only 2 months after she pushed through the pain to win her greatest championship on Wimbledon's chewed-up grass. She was seeded 15th when she beat Sabine Lisicki for the title in the finals at the All England Club this summer. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.